Be acceptable to you, O Lord, for you are our strength, our redeemer, and our friend. Amen. Well, it says Sabrina Privo will be the reader, and then Jessica Privo was going to be the reader, and now Leon Bronson will read. Grandpa's going to read for Sabrina. Slight change.
Today's reading is from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let's exalt him. Deliver me from all my fears. Look to whom and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge.
Last week, our gospel lesson pointed out that James and John were not at all shy about asking for what they wanted from Jesus. If you recall the words, "Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask of you." They wanted prominence. They wanted a seat at Jesus' right and left hand. Jesus informed them that he couldn't give them what they asked for. Those seats weren't for him to give. This week we will speak of a very different type of request. Hear these words from Mark 10, verse 46 through 52. The request of blind Bartimaeus. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man named Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped by the road and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus didn't say, "I want you to do whatever I ask you to," like the disciples did. These were two requests phrased very differently. Bartimaeus was a beggar sitting on the roadside, unable to see. But perhaps he saw more than most people did. Unlike many others in Mark and the Gospels, Bartimaeus calls Jesus the son of David. He establishes the fact that he realizes that Jesus is a king who will be in a heap of trouble just 18 miles down the road in Jerusalem. Bartimaeus calls out with respect, begging for his sight. He's not asking for an important seat or riches or tangible gifts. goods. He's asking for his sight, something you and I take for granted. But do you and I see as clearly as Bartimaeus does? By crying out for mercy, he upsets those in the crowd who know the proper way to go about getting the attention of someone as important as Jesus, and it's not by shouting. By crying out, he upsets those who feel that they deserve to see this great man and hear his teaching. Does this matter to Jesus? Not at all. Jesus ignores those who tell poor Bartimaeus to be quiet and asks that he be brought up close to him. Those who appear to have it together are actually overlooked in favor of a poor guy who sits by the road and begs. They need to clear the way and make room for the beggar to be up near Jesus. Now, blind beggars dwell near the bottom of the rung of social privilege in ancient and in our contemporary society. The visually impaired of the first century Palestine didn't have the modern aids that many blind people enjoy today. There were no guide dogs. When you came to a road, there were no talking traffic lights, and there wasn't even Braille. Because of his physical condition, Bartimaeus was prevented from finding and performing a job in order to earn a living. In that day, there were no welfare programs or charitable institutions who would help him. There was no social services or government agencies to which he could turn. Bartimaeus was totally dependent upon the generosity of others in order to survive. His was a pitiful condition. Do people shout Bartimaeus down because they think he deserves to be who he is? In ancient times, this is all often the case. They probably thought he deserved what he got. Do they put their needs before his? Quite frankly, it looks that way. If Bartimaeus had listened to them, to the crowd, could he have limited the ability, would this have limited the ability of Jesus to dispense his compassion and grace? Probably. Bartimaeus, though, knows better, so he yells even more loudly until his words penetrate Jesus' ears. If Bartimaeus had sat still that day and said nothing, chances are the next day would have been like all the others before for him. He would have sat by that road begging until he died. He may have been blind, but even he could see that unless he did something about his situation, he was doomed to a life of misery and darkness. The question is, what is it that you need to do to get the attention of Jesus? What are your needs? When will you cry out to Jesus, knowing that he always hears? The story of Bartimaeus has many key points. For one thing, he was one of the few named benefactors of the grace and mercy of Jesus. Others were known as the woman, the child, the crippled man. This suggests that Bartimaeus went on to be known in the Christian community even after Jesus was crucified. It's strange that even his father, Timaeus, is named. Most aren't named. He threw off his cloak and followed Jesus. He was poor, a beggar. He didn't have much, but he threw off this possession of his and got up and followed Jesus. Beggars for centuries would throw a blanket or a long coat beside them on the road in order to catch and claim a few coins that were abruptly and rudely thrown at them once in a while. Obviously, Bartimaeus expects to regain his sight, for a blind beggar would ordinarily keep his possessions close at hand. He expects a change in his status. His blindness and his economic problem of begging are something that we need to ponder. As with other healings, Jesus can restore Bartimaeus to a place of wholeness that will enable him to belong within the society. He won't be along that roadside anymore. When Bartimaeus casts off his cloak, he is confident that he will no longer sit on his garment and depend on the handouts of a passerby. Now think about it. The rich young ruler couldn't give up all his possessions, but this poor beggar gave the one thing he had and he followed, kind of like the woman who gave her last coin. Jesus expects us to do likewise. Jesus expects us to give him our all, not just bits and pieces of ourselves, but all that we have. Others who were given a new lease on life by Jesus didn't usually follow him. We had the lepers, the lame, the demon-possessed, even the dead person that Jesus had touched and made whole again. But as he sat by the highway, Bartimaeus heard the travelers as they talked to one another. He had heard about Jesus. He knew what Jesus had done for others. He sat there and thought, he could do this for me. Bartimaeus has had faith, and once he was healed, he followed. He went with Jesus. The others went back to their everyday lives, happy to be healed and made whole again. But Bartimaeus became a disciple, a follower. Bartimaeus could have done what Jesus suggested and gone back to his home with his sight. He could have made up for lost time with his relatives, but instead he followed along the way. Though he was blind, Bartimaeus saw clearer than most others. He saw Jesus as a person who would have mercy on him if he had faith. Others, including James and John, saw Jesus as someone who could give them what they wanted. But Bartimaeus saw that Jesus was about more than healing. He was about discipleship. He was about having faith in a loving, giving God. He was about following, not about getting our own way or our demands. It was all about following Jesus. Bartimaeus didn't seek any special privileges. This reiterates that Jesus did not come to bestow power and honor. Jesus came to open eyes to the new spiritual, social, and material realities that are made possible when God reigns. When it comes to understanding what Jesus came to do, James and John, and many of us, are more blind than Bartimaeus. How often do we pray to God and plead and sometimes beg for things to turn out the way we want them to? How often do we want our will to be done rather than thy will? There's a big difference between those who get it, like Bartimaeus, and those who don't. Those who get it realize that we are at God's mercy and that his will be done. This is really a tough one. I've had problems with it in the past. I've sometimes wanted things to go my way, and rather than trusting and having faith, I, like James and John, have basically said, okay, Jesus, here's the game plan. I want this and this and this. When asked, Bartimaeus respectfully said, Rabbi, or teacher, let me see again. He asks for, he does not demand mercy. The blind man sees. We are often blind. The saying goes, there is no one so blind as he who will not see. There are many people walking around in the world today whose eyes work just fine, yet they can't seem to see that the way they are living their lives will eventually lead them to damnation. In this story, we are presented with a man who was absolutely blind. Bartimaeus could see nothing with his physical eyes. He had been born that way. He lived in darkness. Yet he could see things on a spiritual level that others were blind to. This man may have been blind physically, but he had 20/20 spiritual vision. How close to 20/20 is your vision? Are you walking around with blinders on? Do you overlook the obvious in favor of the convenient? Are you a member of the crowd asking those who cry out for mercy to hush up? When you decide to follow him, are you ready to leave the old behind and embrace the new? When Jesus asks you, "What do you want me to do for you?" do you have an answer ready? Are you ready to toss aside your cloak and blindly follow him? These are the questions to ponder in the week ahead. Amen.